Parshas Nosoi, the year in which Mashiach is revealed. The Rebbe said that if people would be medactic, which means to be precise about the sichas of the Friedrich Rebbe, they would discover that everything is in there. So we're going to, in this case, we're going to be medactic on a small point, and hopefully bring out something that the Rebbe is revealing to us in a very big way. In the Sicha of Parshas Nasi, the Rebbe states as follows, now quoting the Rebbe from the Sicha. This is especially emphasized in this year, the year Tovshin Nun Aleph, which stands for I will show wonders, beginning with the wonders that we already saw in actuality, revealed in the eyes of the whole world in this year. This is referring to the miracles of the Gulf War that year. Continuing the Rebbe's words, that through these events, the words of the Yalkut Shimoni Medrash were fulfilled. What are the words of the Yalkut Shimoni? The Rebbe continues, in the year that Melech HaMashiach is revealed, all the kings of the world will quarrel, the king of Persia, which is Iran, Iraq, the king of Arabia, and the Holy One, blessed be He, says to the Jewish people, my children, do not be afraid, all that I have done, I only did for you. The time of your redemption has arrived. Since that time, Rebbe continues, since that time we are already standing at the closing section of the Yalkut Shimoni Medrash. In the hour that Melech HaMashiach comes, he announces to the Jewish people and says, humble ones, the time of your redemption has arrived. That's quoting the Sicha. Prior to and during the first Persian Gulf War, the Rebbe made frequent references to this Yalkut Shimoni Medrash, but here, for the first time, the Rebbe says unequivocally that it has been fulfilled. Like the Rebbe mentioned this Medrash many times, and here, in Parshas Nosoi, the Rebbe says it has been fulfilled. Specifically quoting the words, in the year Melech HaMashiach is revealed. In other words, in Tavshin Nun Aleph, Melech HaMashiach was revealed. That alone is earth-shattering. But despite this, as the Rebbe points out in other sichas, the Jewish people are still fearful and require Mashiach to tell them not to be afraid and to inform them that the Geula has arrived. But the breakthrough has happened, the year Melech HaMashiach has revealed. Now, let's be medactic and take a little point and see what's going on over here. The Hebrew of this Yalkut Shimoni says, Yalkut Shimoni is a medrash from over 1500 years ago. It says, Shana Shemelech HaMashiach Niglaboy, the year in which Melech HaMashiach is revealed. Now, in Hebrew, the word Shana means year is feminine. And according to grammatic rules of Lashon HaKodesh, we would expect that the Medrash would say, Shana Shemelech HaMashiach Niglaba, the year in which Mashiach is revealed in it, but it feminine, because Shana, year, is feminine. So we have to explain why does the Medrash say, Shana Shemelech HaMashiach Niglaboy, boy means in it masculine, and year is feminine. Don't go together. So seemingly it's saying not the year in which Melech HaMashiach is revealed in it in the year, but in him. Boy means in him, in it masculine. Regarding this logical question, it will help to take a look at this sefer called Or HaChama. Or HaChama is a commentary on the Zohar by Rav Avram Azulai, Zichron Levracha. And he writes over there like this. So it will be with Mashiach after he merits to that neshama, the neshama Mashiach, and recognizes himself that he is Mashiach, as it states in the Zohar, Mashiach will be revealed, but he still won't be recognized by the rest of the people. And he's quoting the Zohar over there. So he's describing how the initial revelation of Mashiach is when the neshama of Mashiach is revealed to that individual who has been chosen by Hashem to be Mashiach, as Rebbe mentions various times in these sichas in the name of the Chassam Sofer, that there's a one tzaddik in every generation who's ready to be Mashiach, fitting to be Mashiach, and if Hashem will reveal to him that he's the Mashiach, so then he redeems the Jewish people. At the time that this individual receives the neshama of Mashiach, it's a private revelation between him and Hashem. But the rest of humanity will not recognize him. That's what he says over here. Only later will he be revealed to the people as Mashiach, what we refer to as Bias Mashiach, the coming of Mashiach. We could say that the Yalkut Shemoni, by using the word boy instead of bo, in it masculine instead of in it feminine, transforms the literal meaning of this medrash to the year that Melech HaMashiach is revealed in him, a hint to the year that the adding words here, the neshama of Melech HaMashiach is revealed in him, in the one who will be Mashiach. In Tavshin Aleph, we can understand from this that there was a revelation of the Yechidi, which is the description of the neshama of Mashiach, in Mashiach himself, in the Rebbe, and the delay is the recognition by the whole world. The reason for this delay is found in the Or HaChama on the Zohar Shmois Tes Aleph, where he writes like this: Mashiach cannot redeem Yisrael from below, only from above. There needs to be an awakening from below in order to awaken the Rachamim from above, even if the physical Mashiach wants to redeem them. Only according to what Yisrael arouses above can the Mashiach act. In other words, Mashiach is dependent on the Yidden awakening and desiring and requesting, etc. So this describes a situation where there already exists the individual to whom has been bestowed the lofty neshama of Mashiach, the physical Mashiach, what he calls over here. He himself knows that he is Mashiach, because it was revealed to him. This neshama was revealed within him. But the revelation is not yet recognized by all of Israel. We can see this in the language of the Yaakov Shemoni itself. The Medrash begins with the year in which Melech HaMashiach is revealed. The year he's revealed. And then when it concludes the second part, it says the hour in which Melech HaMashiach comes. So the year, there's a year he's revealed, and then there's an hour where he comes. The year in which Mashiach is revealed refers to the initial, we could say, refers to the initial revelation, when there is still a need to explain the events of the world to the Jewish people. Don't be afraid, as it says in the Medrash, etc. Then the hour when Mashiach comes refers to that transcendent moment when the Yidden themselves are able to actually see and recognize the light of Mashiach, as it says there in the continuation of the Akid Shemoni, and there it brings it in different sichas. In other words, two distinct stages over here. The revelation of Mashiach, which precedes and is distinct from the coming of Mashiach. The Rebbe is informing us, Derech Hefsher, that the first stage has been fulfilled, and we have transitions to the second stage, which is dependent completely on the efforts of the Yidden. As the Or HaChama writes, only according to what Yisrael arouses above can the Mashiach act. Now the Mashiach can only do what we arouse from below. Therefore, it's understood the words of the Rebbe on Chav Ches Nissen, I have done all that I can do, now I give it over to you to do all that you can do to bring Mashiach in actuality. And it's understood in everything that we just explained above, that if we truly cry out, Ad Mosai, until when? Until when are we going to remain in Golis? Until when are we going to be satisfied to remain in Golis? We are really asking the questions on ourselves, because while Mashiach is the one who brings the Geula, Mashiach's ability to act comes from us. Chi Adonai Nu Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Melech HaMashiach Le'ilu V'Oed.